Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now it is time for Cormac's Nostalgia. It might be hard to imagine, lads, but it's not long ago now that the use of contraception was actually a crime in Ireland and wasn't fully legalised until well into the 90s. Yeah, the 90s. Cormac Battle has been taking a look at some of the key moments in this uniquely Irish story. We got a bit different with this one, Cormac. It's not all bands and tunes and happy, happy. I mean, in the 90s, it was a crime.
Yeah, also ultimately, you know, it does become a happy story, but it was a very, very long road to get there in terms of contraception and its relationship, you know, and how it came to become legalized in Ireland quite late on in the day compared to most Western countries. But like, let's talk about the pill, for instance, like where it came from, how it came about. Because I didn't know this until I was researching it. But the pill itself was first introduced in America in the 1960s, in 1960, actually.
Okay.
And it was licensed only for menstrual disorders. But in 1966, contraception became legal in the United States for married women. And by the 70s, it was in wide usage. It was for everybody. Anyone in the US was allowed to access contraception. So that was the US done by 1970. However, it was a long time before the pill or any other form of contraception was permitted, like in Catholic Ireland. Like, imports and sales of contraceptives had been totally banned in Ireland since 1935. And it was an infringement of the law and incurred stiff penalties. You know, this was illegal. You were breaking the law if you were if you had contraceptives. And this is from 1935.
Any contraceptive, not just the pill, the condoms.
Any types of contraception whatsoever. Because obviously we know that the church and state were very closely entwined at the mm-hmm. time. And so, you know, and that's how it was.
Can we talk about the train? Because we actually did a whole episode on this on Bridget and Eamon. Let's talk about the contraceptive train. Just tell people what that was.
Yeah, again, this is kind of new information to me. Like in 1971, a group of women calling themselves the Irish Women's Liberation Movement, they brought out this booklet called Chains or Change. And it was all about equality in all areas of women's lives, including the access to contraception. And they famously travelled to Belfast and back on what was called the contraceptive train because it was illegal. Contraception was illegal to buy in Ireland at the time.
And so this is 1971.
So it was all legal up in the UK, up north at the time. So they went up on the train.
Got their johnnies.
Got their johnnies and all their bits of birth control devices and arrived back in Connolly Station to a lot of mortified customs officials and guards and everything. You know, you can see the archive on the internet.
We have a clip. Will we play this clip?
Here's a great clip, right, of a woman returning from Belfast on the contraceptive train into Connolly Station explaining what she had bought.
Well, I bought a packet of Durex and I bought the contraception pill which I have here, and nobody asked me for them, but I said I had them, just sort of let me through, they weren't interested.
Had you expected this sort of reaction?
Not really, no, I thought that, you know, seems it's supposed to be against the law, that they would sort of take them from me.
Do you expect women to go up regularly to Belfast?
I don't think they'll have to go to Belfast.
See, she thinks that it's imminent that, you know, by what she's saying, I don't think I'll have to go to Belfast, that, you know, legalisation of contraception is only around the corner. But she was mistaken. Interestingly, through my trawl, I came across this clip of a young senator, Mary Robinson, who, of course, went on to become the president of Ireland in 1990. And this is her talking in 1970 about her intentions to try and have contraception legalised.
Good on her.
I think that this is not a legal problem, or it oughtn't to be a legal problem. It's a moral and medical and personal problem, personal responsibility. And I propose to have quite a short technical legal bill which will repeal Section 17 of the Criminal Law Amendment Act 1935, which makes it a crime to sell or have for sale or advertise contraceptives.
What a legend.
Absolutely.
Even then.
Yeah, big time. Back then, you know, pushing the envelope as hard as she could. However, you know, she expected that these things would be turned around rather quickly. But that wasn't the case.
No.
They were obviously going to be thwarted because there was incremental changes in the 70s. 2 years later, in 73, there was a landmark case that meant while contraceptives were still not permitted to be sold in Ireland, they can't be sold, but they could be brought in from other countries. I know this is Irish solution to an Irish problem. But a few years later, then, the family planning clinics could legally give out contraceptives but could not sell them. And at the same time, doctors could give prescriptions for the pill as long as it was only used to regulate menstruation. In 1978, the Irish Family Planning Act allowed the provision of contraceptives under prescription. And finally, in 1985, sorry, it's a bit complicated. In 1985, condoms and spermicides could be sold without prescription. 1985, you could get a condom without a prescription in 1985. But that wasn't the end of it. It wasn't until 1993 that the laws were fully liberalised to make condoms available for everyone for sale everywhere, you know, like in regular shops and stuff like that, because up to that point, you couldn't buy them. You could only buy them in chemists. You couldn't buy them in, you know, your Londis, your Spars or wherever, supermarkets or anything like that. And so in 93, they were available everywhere to anyone who was over 16 years of age. And look, so like this is an interview with the then Minister for Health, Dr. John O'Connell. This is in 1992. Like, this is not 1,000 years ago. And this is what he was saying on now the wider availability of condoms.
They are now available in adult discos, in pubs, in clubs for adults. And I have included the special exclusions for children's, the youth clubs for people under 17, leisure centres for those. And of course, primary and secondary schools. But I will say they are available on university campuses in the retail outlets. So I think I've gone as far as it's possible to go in ensuring wide availability, such as wasn't before.
Yes, so after laughing says, but they won't be available in primary schools. I don't think that's still the case. I think that's still the case, right? You can't get them in primary schools.
No.
Or secondary school. Can you
get them in secondary?
Maybe
no,
you can.
No,
I don't know
no,
if you're
no,
over
no,
16.
No, no, no.
I don't know.
I don't
probably
think so.
Not.
No.
Probably not. But yeah, so like this is 1992, as I said, not 1892, when they were fully.
Tell me about this particular shop that opened in Dublin.
Yeah, but going back a little bit, in 1978, it was still illegal to sell contraceptives in Ireland. But a shop doing just that opened in Dublin. It was called Contraceptives Unlimited, which was run by the Contraception Action Programme. Have a listen to this. This is a woman called Anne Speed who worked in the shop and was asked, would she be inquiring about customers' marital status before handing...
So this is before were in the shops and everything. This is going back. This is 78. Have a listen to this.
No, we don't. We consider that an infringement on the individual right of people. We think that that is irrelevant. People have the right to engage in sexual activity irrespective of their age or their marital status. We will not be asking that question. We will, if very young people come into the shop, obviously in need of advice, be referring them to the family planning clinic.
Woo, Anspie, find that woman. Where is she? What an absolute legend. In 78, when you couldn't get them opening that shop and not asking people their marital status, we're like, no, they can have them.
I don't know what happened to the shop, but I'm sure it was closed down fairly quickly.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, she was referring people onto the family planning clinic where you could get them for free. Because obviously you weren't allowed to sell contraception in Ireland at the time. But this is the stuff of legend. Famously, a discussion around the use of condoms arose on the Late Late Show, you know, family viewing, well, adult family viewing, should I say, with Gay Byrne. And this is in 1987 during a programme which was actually... throughout the emergence of the AIDS crisis, really, and like condoms was becoming, you know, obviously it was a massive barrier to, or a protection for people from contracting AIDS. So like it was a very, very hot issue at the time. But the subject turned from AIDS prevention to the subject of contraception on that program and became very heated on both sides. But have a listen to this guy in the audience who strongly disagrees with a condom being shown on television.
Have a listen.
Well, what are you afraid of?
I have an 18-year-old daughter that I wouldn't want to see these things.
You wouldn't want your 18-year-old daughter to see a condom?
I'm telling you, if she was in the sitting room last night with me, I'd have been very embarrassed.
So that's the guy in the audience. And then Gay ratchets it up even further and went on to shock some people by producing a packet of condoms on television and taking one out on camera. And it's just unbelievable stuff. Have a listen to it.
Okay, let us see the dreaded object. If you're embarrassed, I'm terribly sorry. You're such a nice man, I hate to embarrass you. But a condom comes... Can't even open it now. A condom comes in a pack like that. That is the dreaded object. There it is. That's what it looks like. Out of the thing. People falling in a swoon all over Ireland at this moment, looking at that. Okay. If you'll pardon the expression, Roisin, would you roll it there, please?
Oh, God, man. On him.
There he
God
is, with Gabo with the condom on his fingers and flapping it in front of the camera and winding everybody, especially that man in the audience.
And the
he was
nation
going mad altogether.
Was aghast. The nation was like, I cannot believe this is on RTE. And thank God.
But this is 1987. Like,
I know.
Again, it's not like 100 years
ago.
It's not,
but it was so needed. And it was the what baffles me about, like, the shock of the nation. You know what I mean?
Mm.
People are like, oh, RTE, it's LSA. It's not like that. That's your man in the audience says it all. Yeah,
he was representing a big part of Irish thought. Exactly.
So thank God for Gabo. What a legend.
Yeah, it was amazing. But like, this is all about getting condoms available beyond chemists, you know, because people, and like, to be honest, I'd still feel awkward like going into a chemist and asking, can I have a packet of condoms over there, please? I'd like to be able to just go and buy them in a petrol station.
But back when you were prescribed contraception as a married woman, whatever, or a condom when you were getting them prescribed, whatever, the person prescribing them, the doctor, had total control as to how many condoms you were to be given or how many, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they would determine. So I remember, I never forget my makeup done in RTE years ago. And the woman doing my makeup, because we had done the sketch on this very thing with Bridget Naiman. And she was saying, I remember going to the doctor and telling him I was going on holiday for 2 weeks and him prescribing me like 3 condoms.
3.
Yeah. Like, they had total control. So it was a big thing in 1993 to be able to get them as you wish, how many you wish, what, you know what I mean?
But that's extraordinary. He decided.
They would decide.
He decided that you're going to have, you know, you can have 3. You could have sex 3 times on your holiday, basically.
Yeah.
This is what I'm allowing you.
Yeah.
Like, that's really extraordinary.
Scary.
To me.
It's scary.
It's scary. Extraordinary.
So 1993
and funny at the same
was huge, but people were still, I'd say, very embarrassed getting condoms. Is that right?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Like,
even well into the 90s.
Yeah, because you know. Up to that point, you know, you had to go and buy them in a chemist. Like,
yeah.
So you had to rock into a chemist who you probably knew. And men, young lads at that time weren't up for that kind of carry on. So this is a vox pop again from that year of 1987 about having to go into chemists and ask for condoms and how they felt about it.
Have a listen to this.
I'd say it would be extremely embarrassed. Most of the chemists around here are fairly oldish and probably try you out in the first place, think you're messing.
Well, there's one chemist in the town and you have to go in when there's nobody there and she'll kind of get a paper bag and put them into them and sneak them out and say, is this what you want, sir? You know, it's fine, just wrap it up. And
there's too much hassle going into chemists and they feel a bit under pressure going in. Look, you know, I think if they went into, say, the likes of sweet shops, Lewis, and they were there free for them, they feel a lot better about getting them.
Embarrassing is all I can hear from all these interviews. I'm so embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed to be with my daughter. I'd be embarrassed. Never mind how much better it is for you health-wise and keeping you safe and protecting you against unwanted pregnancy if you want that. I mean, just the embarrassment
it's
of
the shame,
Ireland.
The deep,
shame.
It's into the bones.
Oh, it's awful.
Of us as Irish people that we just cannot
cope. Richard Branson, the head of Virgin Media Empire, got involved, didn't he, at one point?
Yeah, he did, because like he had the Virgin Megastore that you might remember was on the Quays in Dublin, like the biggest record shop in the country. And in the early 90s, condoms still weren't widely available through ordinary shops, just chemists or vending machines like you'd see in pubs and all that. So it was called the Virgin Condom Issue. The Irish Family Planning Association approached politicians and said that many young people wanted access to condoms, especially with the AIDS situation that was very, very big at the time. like back then you had to have a prescription from your doctor to buy condoms. So Richard Branson decided, like, this is, I'm not having this, and he stocked what they were called mates, as I remember. So he had records and T-shirts and all that, and condoms on his on the shelves as well. And he even flew over to Ireland because he was aghast at the situation that was going on. And this is what he said.
And from my own personal point of view, I find it very dangerous and very sad. The only way to stop the spread of the diseases that we all know about is by the use of a condom amongst sexually active people. And therefore, to actually discourage the use of condoms is possibly going as far as sentencing some people to death.
Sentencing some people to death, that's very strong words from Richard Branson there. But recently there's been some very, very good news regarding contraception, actually, for women. Because in the budget last year, it was announced that free contraception will be available for all women aged between 17 and 25 from this August. So if you're between 17 and 25, all contraception, the cost of fitting, removing long-term contraception, such as implants, will be free.
Wow.
And you get two doctor's consultations. I know I've jumped ahead a fair bit here, but that's just relatively recent news that for young women now, regardless of your status, contraception and consultations around it will be free
how
from
times
this August.
Have
yeah.
changed. Finally, according, before you go, I have to ask you, where did the church stand on the issue of contraception in 2022?
As far as I can see, it still remains exactly the same. in spite of the Catholic Church, they're vehemently opposed to contraception, and they hold the same view that you can use the rhythm method, which is kind of like, you know, well, you know, using the calendar to find out when where your fertility is at. But in terms of contraception, the Catholic Church still says no.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.